Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Google is changing the way that it tracks users like you and me around the web. Google says that it's, quote, charting a course toward a more privacy-first web. Sounds great. But is Google really putting privacy first? Recode's privacy reporter Sarah Morrison's here to explain. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Teddy.
So Google is changing the way that it's following us around the web. What is Google doing?
So what Google's doing is they've said we're no longer using cookies.
Cookies.
Yes. Very broadly, cookies are these like small files that websites put on your computer, and then they can just track you and the websites that you go to, and they can like build a profile of your interests. The way you would probably see this is if you go to like one website and you're shopping for shoes, and then you go to like different one, I don't know, a couple days later or whatever, and you see those shoes in ads, and then you sort of maybe see them in other websites and ads. And so that's how that happens.
So that experience that I'm sure lots of us have had, that's due to these kind of powerful but invisible cookies.
Yeah, pretty much.
So Sarah, what is Google actually doing? Are those cookies now no longer going to follow me when I look at the shoes a couple days later?
Well, so Google's done two things. And the first one is Google's like ad network is no longer going to use third-party cookies. They're no longer going to put them on websites at all. And then it's also on Chrome, it's Chrome browser, blocking third-party cookies from everybody.
That seems like a big deal, no? I mean, if Google's business is based on advertising and these cookies are, you know, a key part of what the internet knows about you, right? And a key part of what advertisers then can show you, this seems like a huge deal.
For Google, probably not as big as you think, because they've already been developing ways that will still track you, but they're more anonymous. So like one of them is it tracks you through the Chrome browser and then like lumps you into an anonymous group, and advertisers then advertise to a group rather than an individual. So they have found a way to replace cookies. The problem is that other advertisers that rely on third-party cookies, which Google kind of doesn't, they'll probably see a big change. But for Google itself, they'll still be able to advertise targeted advertising. So that element of it's still happening.
So Sarah, is the reason that Google's doing this because they've just got other ways to track consumers and these kind of digital footprints aren't necessarily as essential?
Well, the last couple of years, we've seen like, you know, laws come out from other countries and like states to enforce privacy. Google sees where it's going. Other browsers have already done this cookie blocking thing. So they've realized that they have to figure out an alternative. And that's what they've done. They also, it's important to know that they have a ton of data, and actually they make a lot more money on the data they get from you directly. You know, what you watch on YouTube, which Google owns, and Google search, what you search for, the relevant ads you see when you search for something on Google, that's actually where the majority of their entire revenue comes from. That's the majority of their ad revenue. So, and then also they have an ad network in mobile apps that tracks you. So that's not affected at all. So the bulk of their advertising revenue, and I think their revenue entirely, is not affected by this.
How does this announcement affect those who are kind of trying to unseat Google from its advertising supremacy?
Well, if you know, you're an advertising company that relies on the data you get from cookies, it affects you a lot. If you don't have access to like the stuff that Google does to get people's data, you're going to be like increasingly frozen out of the advertising, you know, world, basically.
And Sarah, on the point about why Google is doing this now, obviously the antitrust heat that's been coming at all the Silicon Valley giants is on the incline, if not at its apex. I'm wondering to what extent this is a reflection of kind of the political pressure they've gotten on issues like privacy.
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely signals that Google is concerned and trying to find a way to say, hey, well, we respect, you know, our users' privacy and look at the things we're doing to preserve it. And so you could see maybe, you know, lawmakers will see that as like a good faith effort. Mm-hmm. I also kind of wonder on the other side if it might make them actually look worse if you interpret this as a move that further cements Google's dominance in advertising and freezes the competitors out. That's sort of the opposite of the message they want to send to like antitrust.
Sarah Morrison, thanks so much for explaining this all to us. You can read more of her work at recode.net. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.